4224. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton for Carpet Masters Flooring. If you're shopping for new flooring, Carpet Masters is for you. Carpet Masters brings their store to your door with top brand carpet, hardwood, and tile samples, all in the latest colors and styles. Shop in the comfort of your own home. Carpet Masters has just the right flooring for you. Locally owned for 23 years with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, and estimates are free. Call 636-532-1311 to schedule your appointment or online at stlcarpetmasters.com.
Everybody's woodworking for the weekend at the St. Louis Woodworking Show, coming to the Gateway Center in Collinsville this Friday through Sunday. And whether you're new to woodworking or you've been making projects for years, you don't want to miss this show. There are over 100 educational seminars absolutely free with admission and all the tools you'll need to get started on your next project. So don't miss the Woodworking Show this Friday through Sunday at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. And be sure to save $2 and buy your tickets online at thewoodworkingshows.com.
Don't be caught empty-handed. You want to buy something nice for Valentine's Day? Make sure you check out Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Classic, traditional, stylish jewelry, including diamonds and pendants and earrings and everything else. Mike and Jim will take care of you. Don't go online. Don't go to a big box store. And don't go to anybody who buys in bulk. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue on Clayton Road, right where the old Bush's Grove was. Lordo's Diamonds or lordosdiamonds.com.
Play better golf at the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 10th through the 12th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and get 15 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss their huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Valentine's Day is next Tuesday. Celebrate the person who has your heart with a handcrafted Hallmark signature card. Available in the Hallmark department at Walgreens.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
gonads
from it. So get loose and
well. Sorry, Paul Harris. I don't think it is. I think it's appropriate.
What?
Was it?
Harvey.
Oh. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the February 9th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by, and don't say we didn't do, you know, Sleepy Dolphin, because we did it. We did it early, remember?
Yes.
Okay. This edition of the Playhouse brought to you by, boy, am I getting response about this place, MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. I never, ever would have thought that this would work out as well as it has. For us, for them, for you, the people who are losing the weight or getting this testosterone where it should be.
Hey!
Or those of you with type 2 diabetes. We'll talk more after. I'll tell you who's in the room with me. It's Eon the Peon at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Oh, you
I did. For a second there, I got
caught.
You're
not old enough for that.
Up between the NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, that is a great time to talk to Mark and Jason, and they can explore all of your options, and they will sit you down and explore them all.
Now, that is a good way to put it.
Yes.
I've not heard that.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss has 90% of his voice back. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Well, except just then.
It's still a little scratchy.
Comes and goes, but it's mostly there.
Yeah.
Good to have you back. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Yeah, you've been acting really goofy.
What?
They put marijuana laced what?
Cheese.
Well, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Somebody gave him some cheese.
Oh, really?
Somebody works here. That's Sherry. She's a drug dealer, I think, isn't she?
Really?
Yeah, you know her. She's, well, don't take any cheese from her anymore, Rad Boy. You're going to have to lose. It's weird. And you haven't said one thing all day except that one word. We were kind of worried. Give it up for Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Am I the only one? Tell me if you get this pop-up ad on your computer a lot. It's a special ops watch, wristwatch. Is it just me because I one time they knew I shopped for some watches or something? You don't see that, do you?
It's probably just you.
This thing comes up every day. You know, I'll be reading STL today. MTS special ops watch. X. That's the thing. I X these things out. Usually I don't even look at what they are. But it was a watch, so I glanced at it. I just think so many advertisers are paying money. And because they're told, ooh, you know, 900,000 people, well, your ad will pop up in front of a million people. Yeah, but they'll do what I do. They'll exit out. So spend your money here. Let us tell the world about you like I'm about to with MD Health and Wellness. My daughter is very happy. She's, I think her goal is 20 pounds, and she's over halfway there, and she's happy. It's harder for women. And I've always heard that. My wife has always told me that. Men lose weight. I know another unfair thing in human biology, but we lose weight quicker.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Any woman will tell you that. You could do a guy and a girl could do exactly the same thing. Follow, I mean, to the letter. Eat the same calories, same amount of exercise or no exercise. The man will lose weight quicker. That's just as it should be. We have the advantage. But you know how women are. 5-10 pounds to them, whoo-hoo, like 100. I mean, a guy will say, well, big belly, I need to lose about 60 pounds. And then women will just go insane because I just can't get rid of 3 pounds. I've got to get 3. Oh, Dad, can I tell him about, you know, will she get mad if I tell him that Sandy bought a new swimsuit for the...
Oh, no. Huh?
See, women do this, too.
Yeah.
We're going to the Dominican, and so Dan's telling me that Sandy bought a new swimsuit.
Yeah.
I said, and... Like, that's supposed to be a surprise to me?
Yeah, I know.
First of all, let's just take a look at women's swimsuits. Yeah, let's look at them. They don't really wear them out. They don't even swim a lot in them. Yet, if they have one, next summer, they'll get another one. And if you ask them why, well, that's out of style.
Well, it's out of style, but they also need several for, like, the week.
They need them for other women.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, can you believe that? She wore that same suit Monday that she had on Thursday. Oh, it's unbelievable. So congratulations, Sandy. I'd like to see those suits. Maybe, Dan, you can point out the new ones for me, because that's the other thing. We can't tell the old one from the new.
No, I have no idea what's what.
Now, can you tell him on a man's suit, a dress suit, if he bought it 8 years ago or 8 weeks ago?
I know.
I don't know. What are you supposed to look at? The lapels or something?
It's crazy. Have lapels? I don't know.
And we kind of get the shaft on that deal, because when a guy is dressed up, he looks just like every other guy that's dressed up. They got a tie and a dress shirt and a suit or a sports coat. That's it. We don't get any real variety.
Well, unless you're Jim Carrey. He's got a rainbow closet of suits.
For people who don't know who that is, that's the guy who's on Before We Come On. Yeah, he's got extravagant.
I've seen some of his.
I thought it was Ron Carney.
No, it's Jim Carrey. He's out there. You'd expect him to have all that stuff. We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. One of the great things about, you know, when you do get into the MD Health and Wellness thing and you lose weight, one of the great things that happens is you get to either go shopping for clothes or break out the clothes that you were saving, because you said to yourself years and years ago, one of these days, I'm going to get back in those 38-inch waist pants. And that's what happened to me. I hadn't worn some of them for 8, 10 years, easily 10 years. MD Health and Wellness. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes. You got it? Let's get rid of it. Let's reverse it. They've done that for lots of people. Very possibly can do it for you. And then there's low T. That's a big deal. TV, radio. Gentlemen, you're experiencing, and she'll be happy too. They always make it seem on TV like women crave sex. Did you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she'll be a lot happier because now she can do it all the time like they want to. Really? But they'll take care of it. It's not just about that either. It's about energy and lots of other things that go along with not having enough, they call free testosterone. I did get a really funny email from a guy, and he made fun of himself. He said he went in there and he had heard the term, and they even told him about free testosterone. He thought it meant the blood test was free. And if they give you testosterone, that was free too. No, that's what they call that particular testosterone you're supposed to have in your system. It's called free. Just like there's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol, there's free testosterone, and then there's other testosterone. It's an impressive place, not physically. I mean, you go in, it's not fancy. It's nice. A couple of nice doctors in there, Dr. Gilbertson, Dr. Endrioff. They'll take good care of you. They did me. They did my daughter. I'll keep you posted on her progress. Like I said, she's over halfway to her goal. And she's very happy. She calls on people for a living. She's in sales. She's a rep. So she'd like to look her best, and she just wasn't comfortable. So thank you, MD Health and Wellness, mdhealthwellness.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab. The name of the PM Cab Company. The app is STL Taxi. It is real easy to use, and it's free. Please download it. You never know. Never know when you're going to need a McLeod Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How's it going?
It's going great.
All right. Well, on Valentine's Day, Americans could spend about $700 million on their pets. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. $700 million on your pets. It seems like a little bit of a waste to me. I mean, you don't really need to wine and dine your dog. Either way, they're going to hump your leg.
Yeah. I just find it odd that they do that for Valentine's Day. That is a little weird. Yeah, if you said annually we spend that on pets, I'd say, yeah, but boy, just Valentine's Day.
Just Valentine's Day. We got a guy in Florida who's been arrested after he was caught wearing the swimsuit. You're just talking about swimsuits. The guy wearing the swimsuit of a woman whose house had just been burglarized. Mm. Even worse for that woman, it looked better on him.
I believe that's sexist. And,
You might be right.
We'll edit it out.
I'll take it in. A new poll suggests that British people, on average, only wash their bed sheets 3 times a year. That's it. 3 times a year, British people washing their bed sheets. Anyway, no, I'm sorry. That's how often they brush their teeth. I got that. I'm sorry. That's disgusting, though, isn't it? Like once a week, at least, you got to wash the bed sheets.
Yeah? I'll say.
Yeah. And finally.
Yeah, next week I'll get into it. I'll get this great article. I think Peon might have given it to me on the bathing and how over there they have a whole different way of looking at bathing and how often to bathe. Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, boy. Well, in Australia, this is pretty funny. A church has moved into a former brothel. Making some news. Yeah, which means that from now on, all the people in the missionary position will be actual missionaries. What a change.
All right.
Whole change. The Look Level segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, on Look Level on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
What do they call them? Earworms? When you get a song in your head and
right.
You can't get it? There's something wrong with me, and there's been something wrong with me for quite a while. Things come into my head for no reason. There's absolutely no reason this should have popped into my head, but it did yesterday, and I couldn't get it out, and I'm going to sing it for you. And then I just wonder how many of you, as a little this is for little children, and is associated with God, so it's a church song, ever sang this. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Did you ever sing that? Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
No.
I
don't think so.
There's a father up above looking down with tender love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And then, oh, you change keys. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Now, let's make it real good. I'll say, oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. And you guys go, what you say?
What you say?
Let's try it again. Let's try it. No. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say.
What you say?
Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say.
What you say?
Okay, this was a bad idea. There's a father up above looking down with tender love. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. And then you go to ears. And then the whole point is, now God's watching, so watch. Be careful what you listen to and what you see. I think it's nice. I think it's a good way to tell little kids, don't look at certain things and don't say certain things. And we don't have that anymore. We've lost that. I was made to sing that thing 1,000 times when I was a kid. And then there was Bible school. Is there still Bible school? I guess there is. Did you ever go to that?
No.
You little heathens.
I know.
Well, we were raised Catholic.
They didn't have Bible school.
We were in church like 3 days a week.
Yeah,
they had their own other things that the kids did. And I'm sure just didn't want to do. Peon, I have to exclude you again. I think you're a little young. Dan, do you remember when not only people did this, but they promoted it actually on television in a commercial, Hot Dr. Pepper? You'd heat it up. In the winter, you heat Dr. Pepper. And folks, believe it or not, a cup of Hot Dr. Pepper is really good. Another thing that just came to me for no reason, Hot Dr. Pepper. They did it in their commercials. They talked about it. Time for the outdoor segment. Could I have, please, the outdoor theme? You ruined it by doing that.
Oh, sorry.
Well, outdoor segment's brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri, in the heart of Osage Beach, across from Staples. You know, we've had some warm weather, but we're going to have some cold weather again, too. And what if you took some Hot Dr. Pepper in a thermos, took it out with you to the great outdoors? It wouldn't be quite so cold. Nice and warm and still able to enjoy nature's handiwork. And that's the outdoor segment. Yeah. By Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. They have a great website. It's pistolsplusguns.net. Check that out. Better yet, head for the lake. Go to Pistols Plus. I've been going there for over 20 years. I really like that place, and you will too. I believe Mr. Kilcoin, Martin Kilcoin, I think tomorrow is his last day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And I'm sure people want to know, you know, what's that about? Well, he was fired. He was fired for... It has to do with a schoolyard and some children. That's really all I can tell you. It's sad. You know, I'm kidding. He's going to another station, a lesser station, and we wish him well. He's a nice guy.
He is.
He's a nice guy. A friend of the show and fellow traveler. In fact, this couple will be with us when we leave a week from Sunday. I just talked to the husband on the phone. They were in New York. His business had one of those trade shows. So while they're in New York, second day or so, she's getting pretty bored with all his work-related stuff. So she says, I think I'll go. They weren't far from Broadway. I'll go see Hamilton. You're not going to believe how much one ticket to see Hamilton is. $1,500.
What?
Yes. So she was able to buy a ticket the day before, it might have even been the day of, for an unheard of $500. And he said she met some other people there, and they were talking, and these women are going on and on about, oh my goodness, what a steal. They got their tickets for $800. And she's sitting there thinking, but how about that $1,500?
That's ridiculous.
That is insane. And the show we went to was, she went to a matinee. There were only two seats in the whole theater, and they weren't together. That's how she managed to talk them into $500. Because it's either take the $500 or you have two empty seats. But what? How many people can go to something like that?
I don't know.
That's out there. I'd like to give my daughter a credit for being quick on her feet. This is not the kind of thing she would talk about with me, but she mentioned it to, I actually think one of her friends was there when it happened and told my wife. Men are disgusting. We are sometimes in certain places when they're good-looking women. My daughter is a pretty girl. And according to her friend, some guy, and by the way, if you're a guy that uses this line, what a loser you are. He comes up to my daughter, and her friend was there, and said, so what do you call your vagina? And my daughter said, I call it not yours. I thought that was pretty good.
Why would somebody...
But who would say that?
I don't know.
What guy would say that? The heck?
He's lucky she didn't punch him in the mouth.
Well, she could have, too, man. She was in pretty good shape. How much time do we have? Yeah, we have time. The lines that guys have, things said in bars. Here are a couple somebody sent me. They're pretty funny. Guys, so standing at the bar at the VFW one night, minding my own business, this fat, ugly chick came up behind me, grabbed my butt and said, you're kind of cute. You got a phone number? I said, yeah. Have you got a pen? She said, yeah. I said, you better get back to it before the farmer misses you.
Oh.
How about this one? How about this one? She says, you know, if you lost a few pounds, shaved, got your hair cut, you'd look all right. He said, if I did that, I'd be talking to your good-looking friends over there instead of you. Oh, here's a good one. I'm telling a woman at this club that I have the ability to guess what day a woman was born just by feeling her boobs. So I finally convinced her to give it a try. I felt them for about 20 seconds, 30 seconds. I keep fondling her boobs. And finally, she said, oh, what day was I born? He said, yesterday. One more. I don't go for these, but one more. Guy says, at a gathering the other night, I saw a great big woman dancing on a table. And I looked up and I said, good legs. She said, you really think so? He said, yeah, by now most tables would have collapsed. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh,
and I don't go for any of those.
No.
And I know you guys don't either, because we've talked about it off the air. I went over those with you. I said, do you think we should ever have that kind of material? You said, no.
Absolutely.
Use it as an example of what we don't do. This guy comes home early, and his wife is packing a suitcase. And he says, honey, what are you doing? She says, what does it look like I'm doing? I'm packing. I'm leaving you. He said, well, you're my wife. We're married. Well, why? She said, because word is, you're a pedophile. He goes, now, whoa, hold on here. That's a mighty big word for a 12-year-old.
Let's get an airborne look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, things are kind of a mess right now in some areas, Dan. You've got an accident on southbound 141 at Gregory just before Highway 30. And it's blocking one of the left through lanes, and then it turns into two left turn lanes. And it's traffic backing up behind that. You've got another accident on westbound Manchester at Weedman Road, and that has the left through lane blocked, and you've got about a mile back up behind that. Still working with this accident blocking the left lane on westbound 70 under the overpass of 94. You're jammed all the way back to St. Charles Rock Road, and in turn, that's causing northbound 270 drivers to jam up from Dorset Road trying to ramp onto westbound 70, and then southbound 270 from the Rock Road ramping onto westbound 70. Southbound 270 was still a little bit slow from Ladue down through the Clayton Road overpass, and then from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 55, that was running heavy between Gravoy and Gasconade. This traffic report, it is brought to you by CarMax. Drive what's possible with no haggle prices and a 5-day money-back guarantee. CarMax is the stress-free way to buy your next car. CarMax, drive what's possible. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
We're live. We're local.
What does that mean to you?
While the people you hear on some other talk stations are in New York or L.A., KTRS personalities are right here in St. Louis. That means local St. Louisans are talking to other St. Louisans about things that happen in St. Louis while we work and play and live together in St. Louis.
Doesn't get more local than that.
Keeping it local. That's our focus on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thanks for calling Somabiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking Soma Biotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take Soma Biotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of Soma Biotics, call 1-800-700-2114. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2114. That's 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Need a new CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we recently overstocked the world's best CPAP machines. Top-of-the-line devices from brands like ResMed and Philips Respironics. Call now and get one of these overstocked CPAPs for a fraction of the price. We'll even give you free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. The best part? No insurance needed. We're giving out these CPAPs at prices so low, they'll cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over a million orders and has the world's largest selection of CPAPs and accessories. With no retail overhead or costly middlemen, we're the best way to get comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has overstocked premium CPAPs. Call now to get a ResMed or Philips Respironics machine for a fraction of the price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-900-3118. Hurry. When these overstocked CPAPs are gone, they're really gone. That's 1-800-900-3118.
Have you been getting conflicting advice regarding the recent Social Security changes? I've met with several people who have been misled to believe that different claiming strategies are no longer available to them. If you or your spouse turned 62 on or before January 1st, 2016, you still can be entitled to receive a spousal benefit while maximizing your own benefit. Please join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show, for my next Social Security educational seminar. Call 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to get the correct information on your Social Security options. Do not leave money on the table. Call 314-641-1010 and reserve your seat today.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, member FINRA and SIPC.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew.
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts from the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
The St. Louis FC season is right around the corner. Get your tickets now for all 16 home games. The first two seasons included sold-out crowds and an authentic soccer experience. There's cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you don't want to miss. For more information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Pickles.
It's 2 a.m. and your pregnant wife wants, no, needs pickles. So you pick up some green happiness, but hit a parked car. Great, something else to worry about. Luckily, Liberty Mutual Insurance has 24/7 claims assistance, so you can take care of your claim right away. Problem solved. Now, if only you bought the right pickles.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Terry Hall here. It's the new year. It's time to think about buying or selling a home. I want you to join me for This Week in Real Estate every Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We're going to talk about buying, selling, investing, answer your questions, have a lot of giveaways, and a whole lot of fun. That's This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sunday afternoons at 1. I look forward to you joining me, and I look forward to interacting with you.
I just took a look at a Snapchat. A listener sent me a Snapchat message. Her name is Ann, and she's quite a dish. I'm going to play with that. It's fun. I didn't realize you could do that. Kind of, you know, make yourself look different. And
oh, yeah.
The graphics and stuff like that. I'll play with it, and I'll have you put something on the Facebook page. Right now, we're going to go to Southern California. We're going to check in with Mike Evans. I hope you know who makes that possible. It's Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other. Same terrific proprietor. And they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And folks, every day is a reason to give somebody a gift card to Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. Would you please welcome Mike Evans.
Second glass of wine. Hold on.
Second glass. Right? Yeah. You're just getting warmed up.
Delicious.
That sure sounds good.
You know, we don't talk politics on this show, but I just want to get this out of the way. The Ninth Circuit Court just upheld the suspension of Trump's immigration order. But I just want to get this out there. I got to get out there since nobody has said this. This isn't a Muslim ban. If it was a Muslim ban, he would have brought in India, which has 1,188,000,000 Muslims, which is 10 times more than all the other 7 countries combined. It is a terrorist ban, not a Muslim ban. It has nothing to do with Muslims.
I would love to comment on this, but I won't.
I'm just saying, if it's a Muslim ban, they would have gone after India. I mean, that's where a billion Muslims are. They don't mention them. Pop quiz question. This is a tough one. Name the name of the actor who was briefly engaged to Emma Stone.
No.
Jesse Eisenberg, Robert Pattinson, Andrew Garfield, James McAvoy. Yeah, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, not all my affiliates are smart like you guys.
Well, that's true.
Butte, Montana. Today I did that, and he jumped in and he almost got a little belligerent with me. He goes, well, that's just stupid, man. Because you right away, you know, but you know, when it's not Andrew Garfield, he's the president of the United States. I go, what? Andrew Garfield. Garfield, President of the United States. I go, no, that was James Garfield.
Oh, man. What kind of format is this station?
Country station.
Well, I like country.
I love country music.
He's just, you know. Stupid.
I love this story. Rose Soldia lost her leg. Well, I don't like that part of this story. Anyway.
No.
She lost her leg in the Boston Marathon bombing. The first responder who got her to the hospital was fireman Mike Martella, who every day visited her in the hospital, and she got her prosthetic leg. They're getting married next week.
Oh, good to them.
I think that's wonderful.
That's a great story.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Politics and Nuts, longtime drug addict Michael Lohan has asked for a one-on-one meeting with President Trump, says that he can solve the American drug problem. He can't even solve his own problem, drug problem, or his daughter's drug problem.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous. Michael Lohan giving advice to anybody. You know, it reminds me, now back in the old days, now this is many years ago, and folks, if you think back when you were, you know, a young person, you did things that you weren't proud of. But that reminds me of a story when I was hired to do mornings at K-Rock in Los Angeles. The program director, a guy named Rick Carroll, wonderful, wonderful guy, long past, but a great guy. He was interviewing me, and he says, I've got to ask you this. There's been talk that you have a drug problem. And I said, absolutely not. I've never had a problem getting any drug I wanted.
Oh, now, see, he probably said, this guy's funny.
So that's just, you know, but that was back in the old days, homie. Back in the old days, radio was so corrupt that on Fridays, my partner and I, who did mornings in Los Angeles, we would keep albums, because this is when we were still playing albums.
Yeah.
And they'd be sent by the record companies, and we would open up the albums, and eight balls of cocaine would fall out.
Wow. I don't even know.
Can you
know
play
what
this a lot for us?
Huh?
With a note that said, can you play the, put heavy rotation on this?
They didn't have to put the note in there.
No. You saw the coke. You played the song.
We saw the ball. We knew what they wanted. Two huge, huge nuggets.
You see the blow? It's on the show.
Did you just make that up?
Just now.
Wow.
Oh, you just make that up?
Just this very second, yeah.
Mm. It's like if the script isn't a good script, if it's not on the page, it shouldn't be on the stage. I just made that up, dude, homie.
Oh, that wasn't that good.
I thought that was very good.
It was very good.
Because I outdid you. You know, you can't stand up, be a man, and say, you know what, that was good, Mike.
Okay, you got me.
Oh. All right, great. Two huge nuggets. This, you may have heard about this, but I think this may be the story of the week. For 7 years, Jack Nicholson has taken himself out of show business, saying that he had dementia. And everybody knew about it, that it was just impossible for him to memorize lines. So he retired 7 years ago. He's been taking experimental drugs, and he announced yesterday through his agent that he is coming back, and he'll be in a full-length comedy with Kristen Wiig next year.
Well, I know it's true because I talked to him this morning.
Well, see, this is where you blew it, Frank. This is when you need to get it on tape so the listeners could hear it.
Well, he had a little bit of a cold, and he's been, you know, rehab is it's rough, and he sounds a little ragged, but I said, is that true, Jack? You're coming back? Jack is back. Is that right? Here's what he said.
Oh, hell yeah. Freaking Jack is back.
Wow. That's the old Jack, all right?
That's cool positive right there, homie.
Hey, what did I just say?
Yeah, go back. Go sit down. And
here, rewind it.
Jack is back.
Rewind it again.
Yeah, he wants some applause.
Oh.
Who wants applause?
Nobody.
Who wants applause?
Nobody.
No.
I'll come through this phone, homie. I've had enough to drink. I'll come right through this freaking phone.
Okay. Now, that's not bad. Can you do a tape playing backwards at regular speed?
Yeah, you know, that's what they can do.
All right, now, see, that's good. There you go.
Thank you. Do we have that Jack replay?
Hey, Jack's is true. You're coming back. Jack is back.
You damn right. Jack is freaking back.
Well, there you go.
Oh.
You know how many young people don't know what that sound is?
No.
They have no idea what that is.
We're older than dirt, homie.
That's
well,
right.
Not you, but me.
Yeah.
The other story, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
We'll have a completely new look at the Grammys on Sunday at the Staples Center. I think I'm actually going to go to that this year.
Her current look is fine with me.
Beyonce and Adele also promising surprises on Sunday. We'll be all over that for you.
It'd be great if the surprise was all three of them are topless.
Yeah.
Now you got something. Easy peon. Easy peon. Easy peon.
Big areolas.
Peon.
Why is it some areolas are bigger than others?
Oh, we don't know. We don't know the answer to that.
Okay. You hear a lot of funny lines when you're playing golf. Like my buddy, I played yesterday in a tournament. My buddy Cam.
Okay.
Hit three balls in a row in the lake. Plop, plop, plop.
Fizz, fizz.
And he turned... No,
Go ahead.
And he turned around to me and he said, you know, if NASA wants to know if there's water on Mars, he just sent me with this five iron. If there's water there, I would find it.
That's not bad.
Well, he just came right on top of his head, which I thought was pretty good.
Not bad.
Not bad. Can I make? Would you mind if I had a little sip of my vino?
I don't think we can stop you.
My sister just sent me a text and asked me if Mike was drunk.
What?
My sister just sent me a text and asked if you were drunk.
Was currently.
Yeah.
Your sister?
Yeah, Lisa. Yeah.
She been sending me nude pictures?
No.
No.
Oh. One of our listeners has been sending me nude pictures.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Let's forward them to us.
All right.
What kind of friend are you? And finally.
Did I take the cue there?
Yeah.
From the boss?
Really good.
This is a tough one. Name the name of the actor who was briefly engaged to Emma Stone, Jesse Eisenberg, Robert Pattinson, Andrew Garfield, James McAvoy, or President James Garfield.
He threw that as a trick.
I'm going to go Pattinson.
McAvoy.
I'm also going to go Pattinson.
Oh, you stupid ignorant son. Andrew Garfield. Oh. Have a wonderful day. Frank, why don't you take tomorrow off?
Okay.
Fred?
Yeah.
Well.
Go, have another sip. See ya.
Well.
Brother.
You said, well.
Fred.
Oh, man. Mike Evans, brought to you, I think he's still brought to you, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and next door is the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, east of the other stuff. Gift cards are always a good idea. First Community Credit Union knows how much some of you like boats, knows that some of you will be getting boat fever as we get closer to spring, and knows that you may need and probably will need a loan for that boat. They love to loan money to boaters at First Community Credit Union. In fact, they have a relationship with six companies that sell boats. Right there at the dealership, you can seal the deal and get your loan from First Community. Gateway RV and Power Sports, Midwest Motorsports in Hartford, Serdike Motorsports in Chesterfield, Lincoln Power Sports, Big St. Charles Motorsports, and Munganast Motorsports. Also, don't forget about the new checking account, 2.0 APY interest. A lot going on. Of course there is. Their First Community Credit Union. 48 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Please don't forget Saturday morning to 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, the fantastic yard sale. With Paul Warner, only one sponsor, First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we really had some problems out there. There is a new accident now on the Page Extension, westbound 364, just past the Maryland Heights Expressway, that's blocking lanes and traffic. Is pretty good little backup behind that. They're also still working with the accident westbound Manchester near Weidman Road that has the left lane and the left center turn lane block. We just looked at an accident on eastbound Highway 64 in Illinois. A little east of Highway 157, the right lane was blocked there. You're backed up to Highway 255. Westbound 70 at Highway 94. At last check, the left lane was still blocked there, and that had you jammed back on westbound 70 all the way to Highway 270. This traffic report brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members get incredible savings every time you shop in-club or at samsclub.com. Like $1 off Caracara oranges, $3 off emergency variety packs, and $4 off a case of BG water. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Hi, I'm Janet Shulman, the Caramel House. My small batch salted caramel sweets and treats are perfect for Valentine's Day. They'll melt in your mouth instead of stick to your teeth. Say I'm stuck on you with my freshly dipped caramel strawberries and hot peppers. Visit me online at thecaramelhouse.com or 9639 Olive Boulevard, Olivet.
play better golf at the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 10th through the 12th at the St. Charles Convention Center, and get 15 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss their huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Warning! Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build to grow your business, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 888-98-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.